We're now just 5 days away from Super Bowl 51 between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons in Houston. Last night in Houston, Super Bowl week got underway with players and coaches facing the media in what was dubbed opening night. Questions covered everything from game preparations to politics to favorite breakfast cereals. WBUR's Shira Springer was there for the good, the bad, and the bizarre and joins us now from Houston to discuss it all. Good morning, Shira. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So what was it like last night at Minute Maid Park in Houston?
Well, it was crowded and entertaining and, yes, very bizarre. Every year this event is really best described as a media circus. You have all the players and all the coaches available, and the people asking questions range from reporters to former NFL players to gold medalists to stand-up comedians, and even some lucky kids get in there, too. I watched a Canadian broadcaster give Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett a pop quiz on Canadian culture. He was asking him what the capital of Canada was. Bennett first answered Montreal, then Toronto before being told Ottawa. But he knew that Canada had provinces instead of states. And that was after he autographed what appeared to be a plastic cheeseburger. I also saw a man wearing an incredibly lifelike and really, really creepy Tom Brady mask. So that gives you a little bit of the flavor of the night.
Let me ask about Brady. As I understand it, he was asked some kind of tough questions about the current political situation and his outspoken father. Tell us about those exchanges.
Yes, Brady was asked about all that's going on in the world outside of the build-up to the Super Bowl. It was clear the reporter asking the question was talking about Trump and the travel ban and all the political fallout from the ban. And Brady, as usual, steered well clear of the subject, and he said this.
You know, like I said, I'm just a positive person, so, I just want the best for everybody.
Brady was also asked about his father's recent comments regarding Roger Goodell. Tom Brady Sr. took on the NFL commissioner who suspended Brady for 4 games this season because of Deflategate. Brady Sr. said that Goodell went on a witch hunt against his son and that the NFL had no evidence that his son deflated footballs. Brady was asked if his father's comments represented his true feelings, and here's what he said about that.
No, I'd say my dad represents his feelings, you know, because he's a dad, and, you know, I'm a dad, and...
Brady kind of trailed off at the end of his answer there. It was the most emotional I saw him all night. His eyes got moist by the end of that answer talking about his father, who he had said earlier was his hero.
Let me ask about the other quarterback in the Super Bowl, the Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, a Boston College alum, top contender for league MVP honors this year. How did he handle his first time in the Super Bowl spotlight?
Like a natural, an old pro. I mean, listen, the reason Brady and Matt Ryan are quarterbacking the two Super Bowl teams is because they're smart, composed guys who handle pressure well, and that was in evidence last night with Matt Ryan. He patiently answered every question. I didn't hear him give away anything too personal or too detailed about game preparations, which is usually the goal for players during this wacky opening media session. And he looked happy but unfazed when the crowd chanted MVP, MVP as he wrapped up his interview. Asked what he's learned from watching Brady, Ryan talked about the Patriots quarterback's longevity.
Well, I've learned a lot. I mean, just watching from afar, his consistency for his career has been very impressive. So that's probably the biggest thing, just the way he works week in and week out, year in and year out. He plays the game the right way and plays really hard.
Shira, did you have a favorite moment last night, maybe a funny exchange with a player?
Well, I did ask Devontae Freeman what it meant to him that Tom Brady's son Jack has him on his fantasy football team. And Devontae seemed uniquely honored that someone in the Brady household really respected his game, and it sounded like he wanted to adopt Brady's son. Here's what he said.
I'm real friendly. I love kids, you know, so I'll probably pick them up, hold them, and throw the football with them. And, you know, I feel like I could definitely relate to them and, you know, speak to them and talk to them. And it just motivates you even more to know that, you know, someone's son like Brady to know who I am and, you know, have me on this fantasy team.
And Devontae would probably be even more pleased to know that it was actually Brady who encouraged his son to put Devontae on the fantasy team. Brady's been a longtime fan of the Atlanta running back.
What's next for these two teams as they get ready for Super Bowl 51 this coming Sunday?
Well, the craziest, most distracting part of the week is over, so they will settle into their final preparations for Sunday's game. It's practice, 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 rest up, and hydrate.
And I imagine that players from both teams are feeling pretty optimistic right now.
Yeah, of course. It's the beginning of the week, and the score, as they say, is 0-0.
WBUR Shira Springer following Super Bowl 51 for WBUR in Houston. Shira, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.